This is the CBS World News Roundup. President Clinton visits a refugee camp in Macedonia for congressional hearings on nuclear lab security.
Who in the world is accountable for what?
Stephen King arresting after another operation.
All accounts are he's doing very well.
But the famed author still needs more surgery. Good morning, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. President Clinton arrives in Skopje, Macedonia for a visit to a Kosovar refugee camp. CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller joins us live.
In going to the Stankovic refugee camp just a few miles from the Kosovo border, the president gets to see the human face of the victims of the ethnic cleansing that the U.S. and its NATO allies went to war to stop. The flood of refugees put a sizable burden on Macedonia and Albania, and the president met with their leaders this morning to acknowledge their help.
I came here, as much as anything else, to say thank you.
At the camp, the president went walking about the tent city in which 10,000 refugees still live. An aide said the president came to beg them to resist the temptation for revenge against the Serbs still living in Kosovo and commit to live in peace with them. Live in Skopje, Macedonia, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
A group calling itself Macedonia Dawn is threatening to disrupt the president's visit. It claims responsibility for blowing up two NATO vehicles last week. The NATO commander, General Wesley Clark, wants a speed-up in the deployment of peacekeeping forces, saying the Kosovo mission may need even more soldiers than planned.
This is Kimberly Dozier with the U.S. forces in central Kosovo. They say they walked into the Wild West. Guns on the street, women and children in hiding. Not a shot was fired. Just having U.S. troops here was enough to turn the war-torn town of Yaroslavl around.
Just amazing. I have people coming up in tears, thinking that their city was never going to be alive again. I've described it as it's like giving birth to a child.
Army Sergeant First Class Danny Green, a long way from El Dorado Springs, Missouri. He just missed his son Richard's high school graduation ceremony, but he thinks this is the best example he can set for what his son and other Americans can do with the rest of their lives. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, with U.S. forces in Yaroslavl.
A gaggle of Capitol Hill hearings today delving into security problems at the nation's nuclear labs. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Former Senator Warren Rudman will explain recommendations he made to President Clinton for an independent agency to run America's nuclear program, while Energy Secretary Bill Richardson will argue the Energy Department can protect nuclear secrets and is moving rapidly to do that. But Fred Thompson, chairman of one of the four Senate committees that will hear from the men, says what's needed is a major reorganization.
We've got assistants to assistants to assistants to deputies to assistants to deputies to assistants. And who in the world is accountable for what?
Chinese spying at the nuclear weapons labs has brought the question of who should run them to the top of the congressional agenda. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Author Stephen King's doing fine, the hospital says, after a second trip to the operating room yesterday.
His surgeon feels that everything went very well. He said he accomplished everything he wanted to do, which was the repair of the hip and the leg.
But hospital spokesman Randall Dustin says there's another operation ahead for the famed writer.
The orthopedic surgeon will repair his hip joint socket, and that's the last of the major orthopedic injuries.
King was hit by a van as he walked along a road near his Lewiston, Maine home. He's expected to remain hospitalized another 2 or 3 weeks and then will need months of physical therapy. Pioneering transplant surgery at the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital in Hollywood, Florida, where Dr. Michael Joffe and his team used a bone from a cadaver to save the cancerous right arm of 6-year-old Adam Johnson.
We would expect that over time his arm will function nearly normally, and he should be able to do everything that other children his age and grown-ups are able to do.
The boy's father, Anthony, is overjoyed that his son may be able to grow up and realize his dream of playing professional basketball.
This is a divine intervention of God that he have given these doctors the wisdom to try and find some means as to how they can assist Adam.
The doctors used a section of one of Adam's own leg bones to replace the diseased one in his arm. A potential new use for the natural sleep-inducing hormone melatonin. We hear about it live from CBS News reporter John Hartshee.
Researchers at Oregon Health Sciences University have found melatonin can help put blind people on a 24-hour sleep cycle. Many people who are totally blind have trouble sleeping on a daily cycle. Since their bodies get no cues from daylight, they go on a free-running circadian rhythm of close to 25 hours. The Oregon researchers, according to the New York Times, found the daily 10-milligram doses of melatonin put most blind people studied on a 24-hour clock. Melatonin occurs naturally in the body and is sold over the counter as a nutritional supplement. Scientists are still learning how various doses of it affect the body. Live in Washington, John Harchie, CBS News.
CBS News correspondent Jim Stewart tells us the feds are stepping up the search for serial killer suspect Rafael Resendez Ramirez in southern Illinois.
The FBI has made it very clear they're putting on a full court press for this guy. And they're doing so not just because he's thought to be a serial killer, but because they're now convinced that he's on a killing frenzy and is attacking virtually at random.
Resendez Ramirez, wanted in connection with a string of murders near railroad tracks, is now on the FBI's most wanted list. He was a pain in the neck, said San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich, talking about Allen Houston, whose 34 points led the New York Knicks to their first victory in the NBA Championship Series. Houston is buoyed by the win.
They're a team that can go off and make quick runs on you, but we want to just continue to play solid defense and coming out and having a good third quarter, especially early, really gave us a lift.
The Spurs' David Robinson seemed impressed by the Knicks' victory.
You just got to give them a lot of credit. They did a great job. They kept their composure and held us off.
But the Knicks still have a lot of holding off left to do, now trailing 2-1 in the best-of-seven series. Nothing but disappointment for 384 baseball old-timers.
Us players got nothing. Zilch. I just don't understand it.
Former Brooklyn Dodgers and Pirates infielder Pete Koskarat, now 86, led the lawsuit effort, claiming they were underpaid and had been cheated out of baseball card royalties.
They made millions, especially with the films and videotapes. That's where the money was.
But an appeals court has upheld a meager $75,000 settlement the old-timers were awarded last year, less than they'd been offered in a pre-trial settlement. In fact, each of them got only about $65 cash with a new trial order to settle a dispute about distribution of the other $50,000. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Industrial's down 85 points. Chinese newspapers are hailing the cloning of a giant panda embryo as a breakthrough that could save the endangered animal. But the Worldwide Fund for Nature claims it won't save the panda from extinction. Indeed, might instead detract from other efforts to help it survive. He was convicted back in 1990, but now Joseph Hazelwood has finally begun serving his sentence. Details from reporter Carrie Anderson in Anchorage.
The former captain of the Exxon Valdez spent his first day of community service picking up junked auto parts and other trash along Anchorage area roadsides. As punishment for his part of the 1989 Exxon oil disaster, Hazelwood will spend a month during each of the next five summers helping to keep Alaska clean. His original sentence called for cleaning up oily rocks in Prince William Sound, but 9 years of appeals kept him away from oil spill cleanup efforts, which have long since ended. Carrie Anderson for CBS News, Anchorage.
And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.